No, it is not the same. Even in those days, you are misinformed if you think that people used to come and walk into the rooms of the caliphs. This is wrong. Or to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam without permission, this is totally wrong. Because the Holy Quran tells you in very clear terms that first you seek permission and then enter. So it is the verdict of the Holy Quran ever since that time. And the history tells us that people used to wait outside the caliph's rooms, and when messages were conveyed to them, and when they permitted them to enter, only then they would enter, not otherwise. So this is a misconception somehow carried by people, that at that time everybody could walk in and walk out, and as if there was no other work for the caliphs or Rasulul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nauzubillah. This is totally wrong. Many a time he was so busy he wouldn't see anybody. And without his permission, no sahabi ever dared enter his room. Not only that, the Holy Quran is such a beautiful book, it gives the right of privacy to every Muslim. Not to mention the higher authorities which are busy more and more. Sometimes the dictates of the age are such that they become more involved in work, and the population they have to control, that is much more. What was the population of Arabia, for instance, at that time? A few 100,000. And now Ahmadis are just insignificant in number, and they are 10 million. So the responsibility is also increased. But I'm coming back to the other question. Apart from this, every individual Muslim is given this right of privacy by the Holy Quran. And the Holy Quran inculcates this refined habit among the Muslims that when you call on anybody, you say Assalamu alaikum and seek permission. If that permission is denied you, you turn back without minding it. So if every Muslim has such right, will you deprive a caliph with much larger responsibilities that simple right which is given to every Muslim? You understand this? Yes.